guess it's changed a bit from what we originally planned to talk about after that news on Friday, whenever it was, about furlough being extended.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah.
Was that something you sort of were aware of, really, that was potential, or not really?
No, not really, because they've now gone back to the original furlough scheme, really, where they're going to pay 80% up to the £2,500 per month. So, because of course that was what was originally brought in back in the spring, but then in the last two or three months, that rate has been reduced because the employers had to pay more. So they've effectively gone back to the original furlough scheme.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a surprise for everyone, really. So kind of on a more general note, how has the workplace been impacted by coronavirus, and how is it affecting employees?
Well, it's having a big impact, is the bottom line. So I think on the negative side, clearly we've seen more people being made redundant, and that's likely to continue, I think, over the coming months. But also a lot more have been on reduced pay. Clearly some have been on furlough. So again, a form of reduced pay, if you like. So there are big swathes of people out there that have got household budgets that have been dramatically reduced. Having said that, on the positive side, there are people out there who have actually been saving money, because ordinarily they would be commuting into the office, whereas now they can stay at home. They don't have to pay the train fare. They don't they're not buying that cappuccino on the way into work, and so we're seeing that some people are actually saving money.
So even now, with furlough being extended, obviously you mentioned that some people are still facing a reduced income. What should people do if they are facing a reduced household income? What sort of measures should they be taking to kind of protect themselves and their families financially?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to look at where they're spending money. So perhaps the first area to look at is some of the big expenses that people have. So things like their utility bills, and just making sure that they have got the best deal. They can go to a comparison site, plug in their electricity or gas usage, and just see whether the deal they've got is the best deal. So that might be one place they can go to start saving money. People may have things like car insurance coming up for renewal, and we know that in most cases people will get a better deal if they go and shop around rather than staying with their current provider. So again, that could be another place where they could save money. They should also have a look at their current account and look at the direct debits that they have going out, because we often find that people subscribe to things, so music download sites, for example, and often they have multiple subscriptions, and a lot of them they don't use. So again, it may be a good opportunity to have a bit of a clear out and cancel those subscriptions that you don't need or want. They can also have a look at their debt repayment as well, because the other thing that we now know is that people can get loan deferment. So whether they've got personal loans or car loans or indeed the mortgage, they can look at deferring those payments. I would say, however, that they should think long and hard about that, because the debt ultimately needs to be repaid. But clearly for some people that are facing particular financial constraints, then that deferment may be the right thing to do. And people should also go and have a look at what their employer's doing. So if they haven't been made redundant, they're just on reduced hours or reduced income, then they should go and see what their employer offers, because we see that a lot of employers offer some good benefits. For example, a lot of them will offer discount vouchers where you can get, for example, 5% off the weekly shop. And yet we know that a lot of employees do not take that up. So now might be a good time to go and explore what your employer offers to see if there is financial help there.
So I think in particular, a lot of focus has been given to kind of young people and students and recent graduates trying to get into employment. But actually, I've kind of been seeing a lot that for people facing kind of retirement age, or maybe forced into early retirement due to redundancies, this is actually a particularly worrying time. So why is it so worrying now for people who are planning to retire or have kind of been forced down that route due to redundancy?
Yeah, I think there's three groupings here, really. So the first group you've got are those people that actually were not wanting to retire yet, but have been made redundant and maybe finding it very difficult to get another job or get a job at an appropriate salary. And because of an age where they can draw their pension, so they're over age 55, then they're deciding actually retirement is perhaps what they need to do. But they're they're potentially facing a bit of a double whammy, because if they're in a defined contribution pension, what they may see is that their pension pot value has reduced quite a bit in recent times because of the fall in the stock market. So, but at the same time, because they're retiring earlier than perhaps they wanted to, that reduced pot has now got to last much longer. So they're facing a bit of a double whammy there. So that's the first group. You've then got a second group of people who are on reduced hours, so reduced income. So they're looking ways to supplement that income. And again, if they're in their late 50s, then they could go and look to take money out of their pension, which they're perfectly entitled to do. But of course, if they're taking money out of their pension now and they haven't actually retired, that just means there's going to be less of a pension pot for them when eventually they do retire. So again, whilst it may seem like a good solution, people do need to understand the implications of it. And then I think the third group is that group of people that actually were planning to retire now in the next few months, but because they've seen the value of their pension fall, they've decided that actually they may need to work another 2 or 3 years to try and build that pension pot up again before they can retire.
So is there any sort of advice or kind of steps that you would give to anyone that has been made redundant, and especially if they are kind of in that bracket of being close to retirement age?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key thing is to understand the value of all their savings. So they should see what their current pension is worth. But of course, a lot of people may have worked for other employers in the past. So, and they will have pensions potentially from those employers. So they should really get all that documentation together and really understand the true value of all the pensions that they may have. They should also get a state pension forecast, because even though they may not be at an age where they can access it yet, it's important to understand what state pension that individual will get when they get to age 66, because what they may end up doing is spending down more of their private pension in the early years and then actually reducing what they take from their private pension when they get to state pension age, because effectively the state pension is coming in to supplement. So, but understanding what they will get as a state pension is really, really important. And the other thing is to think about is other savings they may have, which may also contribute to an income in retirement. So typically that might be something like an ISA. So getting all of that information together, knowing really what the value of your income could be, is really, really important. But then they should also work through actually how much money do they need in retirement. So things like, if they get in a redundancy payment, for example, it might be a good idea to pay off any outstanding mortgage or any outstanding debts. So they've effectively cleared the slate. And then when they are drawing income from their pension, they won't actually need, on a like-for-like basis, they won't need as much money as they did when they were in work, because for example, they won't be actually making pension contributions from their salary anymore. So they don't need that money. They won't be paying NI anymore, national insurance anymore. So they won't need that money. As I say, if they paid the mortgage off, let's say from their redundancy pay, there's no mortgage to pay either. So some of these things can balance out to a certain extent, but they really need to sit down and work through the numbers to understand it.
So obviously it's a really uncertain time for everyone at the moment, but especially financially and in terms of job security for some people. So what support is there out there for people that are looking for a bit of extra advice?
Yeah, so I think for people that are really struggling with the monthly budget, one of the good places to go is the Money Advice Service. So the Money Advice Service, you can go to their website and they have a lot of resources on there. They actually have budgeting tools to help you as well. So I think that's a good place to go. For those who are maybe thinking of retiring, then again, they can go to a site called PensionWise, and PensionWise again has a lot of resource there, and they have a free guidance helpline as well. So you can phone them and chat through what you're thinking about doing in terms of retirement, and they can give you some pointers as well. I also think that the Financial Conduct Authority's website, so the FCA, so that's the regulator, it's worth having a look at their website, particularly if you're thinking that you want to go and get some regulated advice. So again, this might particularly be the case for those thinking of retiring, because you just want to make sure that any advisor you're using is registered with the FCA. And the other reason it's worth looking at the FCA website as well is because they do also have information on scams, because we mustn't forget that people not only get scammed out of their pension monies, but actually we have heard and seen examples of people being scammed out of their redundancy pay as well. So again, worth having a look at that so the individual understands some of the scams that are out there and what to look out for.